time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome to Owensboro, Kentucky, the site of tonight's matchup between the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team and Lincoln Memorial. The Bearcats come in 10-0 on the year. Lincoln Memorial 11-0. Northwest Missouri State ranked number one in the nation and Lincoln Memorial ranked number four. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt Gorder, when people saw the schedule that came out, they kind of marked this state down as a heck of a matchup in Division II basketball.
Well, I tell you what, it's hard to believe that we're less than 20 minutes away. It's great. You know, it's very rare that during the regular season you get a top five matchup, because that means usually you're probably matching up against somebody in your conference that's also in the top five, and that happens very rarely. So to see two teams, especially as far apart as these two teams are, basically about 15, 16 hours apart, to be able to find a way to come together and play and get a top five matchup like this in the non-conference season is great for both teams and fans.
This is a neutral site. It's the Owensboro Sports Center in Owensboro, Kentucky. Lincoln Memorial out of Harrogate, Tennessee. They found this spot to play prior to this afternoon, a team with a lot of history in Division II basketball. Kentucky Wesleyan had a couple games, one on the men's side, one on the women's side. So this arena, which goes back to 1949, a very historic Division II basketball arena.
Yeah, absolutely. You look across the way at the Kentucky Wesleyan National Championship banners, and there's one, at least one for every decade from the 60s on to the 2000s, and so there's been a lot of great basketball played here. There's kind of a developmental league, not the NBA D League that plays here, but a team that tries to develop NBA players that play here, and of course Kentucky Wesleyan here, and then you see this matchup. There's just a lot of great basketball that's taking place in this facility.
And for people familiar with MIAA, this arena kind of reminds me a little bit of White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas.
Yeah, it really does, a little bit. That one feels a little more intimidating, a little more on top of you. This one feels laid out a little bit more, but I think that's a fair comparison if you look at other facilities that Northwest has played in the conference.
Okay, Northwest and Lincoln Memorial going through their pregame warm-up. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Welcome back to Owensboro, Kentucky. Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln Memorial going through their pregame warm-ups prior to a 6 o'clock tip-off tonight. The number one ranked team and defending champions in Northwest Missouri State, and Lincoln Memorial coming in the number four ranked team and a team that Northwest defeated in the semifinals of the Division II playoffs 1 year ago. A reminder, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Matt Gordon, one of the interesting matchups for tonight's game deals with Lincoln Memorial on the offensive side. They are very explosive, averaging over 101 points per game, third of the nation in scoring, and they face a Bearcat defense that's number one in Division II in scoring defense, only allowing just over 59 points a game.
Yeah, I think one thing that both teams will look at when you look at any statistic, but even those two, is neither team has played a great schedule in terms of the strength of their opponents. Each team has had a close game in there, but most of the margins of victory have been double digits, even around the 20-point mark. So I think that's one of the reasons why the two coaches wanted to get together and play this non-conference game, so they both can get a good feel before conference play really gets into the heart of it on what they need to do so that they can be successful in the postseason, because they've got a lot of season left to work on anything that's exposed in this game tonight. And you know, both coaches want to win the game, but I think both coaches also want to see things exposed so they know exactly what the team needs to do to get to that level, to get back to the Elite Eight.
Finish the Bearcats and Rail Splitters. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame for this evening's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln Memorial, a game being played in Owensboro, Kentucky, and joined out by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a heck of a setting for a big matchup like tonight.
Yeah, it's neat gym, obviously. A lot of history here. They've had, eight national champions, and so it'll be a fun atmosphere to play in and a fun gym to play in, and we're excited about the opportunity.
And a great matchup for two of the top teams in NCAA Division II tonight.
Yeah, they're one of the best offensive teams in the country, if not the best. And it'll be a tough challenge. Number four in the country, they're going to win, 30-plus games, and so we need to make sure that we're ready to go.
Lincoln Memorial comes in averaging over 100 points per game. What are some of the main things you try to do to slow a team down like this?
I think you got to look into your offense, meaning you got to keep the game slow on offense. I think too many teams try to play fast with them, and that's a mistake. You know, we want to make sure that we keep the game in the half court, make shots count, meaning be very efficient defensively and offensively, and I think that they might struggle with that style.
But then when you look at what they do defensively, their statistics look like they play pretty decent defense as well.
They do. You know, a lot of it is the other team's offense is not good. You know, other teams take quick, early, average shots, and they do a good job of guarding the basketball. You know, they've got good athletes out there, so, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we expose some mismatches.
Again, Mark, some of the other keys to today's game.
Keep the game in the half court. Obviously, guard them, eliminate some of the threes, and then increase our possessions, O-boards, take care of the basketball.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Housing Company.
Back in Owensboro, Kentucky at the Owensboro Sports Center, Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln Memorial. Just a few minutes away from tip-off time, the Bearcats undefeated at 10-0, ranked number one in the nation. Lincoln Memorial coming in at 11-0, and they're ranked number four in this week's NCAA Division II Top 25 standings. Starting lineup for the Bearcats, much like they've been all season long, Justin Pitts at the point guard, a 5'10 senior at Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 24 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. He was last week's MIAA Player of the Week. And he comes into this game needing just 4 assists to break the career assist record that was set by Kelvin Parker. And that was at 492. Pitts right now 489. Pitts also needs 11 made field goals tonight to break a Vic Coleman's record for field goals made in a career. That's at 793. Pitts comes in at 783. So those are a couple of marks to watch for in tonight's game for Justin Pitts. Also starting at a guard, Xavier Kurth, a 6'4 senior. I've seen Joseph Lafayette averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds a game. Chris Hebrew endowed a 4 to 6'7 senior out of Stavanger, Norway, averaging nearly 15 points and 6 rebounds a contest. The other four, Jory Wittes, a 6'7 junior from Chanhousen, Minnesota, averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds a game. Wittes not with this Bearcat team a year ago as he transfers in from Minnesota State Mankato. Fred Doherty starting at the post spot, a 6'7 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds. A contest in the first meeting against Lincoln Memorial, he had 5 points and 4 boards. Lincoln Memorial has 5 players that are on the roster this year that played last year for the Rail Splitters, and 2 of those were starters. One of those, Cornelius Taylor, a 6-foot sophomore out of Claxton, Georgia, averaging 13 points, 2 boards a game, also 4.5 assists per contest. Also at a starting spot is Josh Odom. Odom, a 6'6 senior from Johnson City, Tennessee, and a transfer from Limestone, averaging just under 9 points and 6 rebounds a contest. Player to watch for, Trayvon Shaw. He's averaging 22 points and 4 rebounds a game, a transfer from Brevard College. And last year's matchup with the Bearcats, he scored 13 points, but he did have 5 turnovers. He's a 6'2 senior from St. Helena Island, South Carolina, and he's first in the nation in Division II in 3-pointers made per game this season at 5.82. Also in the lineup, Emmanuel Terry, a 6'9 senior inside out of Enterprise, Alabama. He played 15 minutes against the Bearcats in that meeting a year ago. He's averaging just under 18 points and 11 rebounds a game. And he is averaging 72.3% on field goal percentage this season. And that is fourth in Division II in that category. The other player in the starting lineup for Lincoln Memorial is Dorian Pinson. Pinson missed 16 of the last 17 games a year ago, did not play against the Bearcats due to an injury. He's a 6'5 senior from Greenville, South Carolina. This season averaging over 13 points and 9 rebounds a game and also 4.7 assists per contest. Lincoln Memorial coached by Josh Schertz and Northwest Missouri State coached by Ben McCullum. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Welcome back to Owensboro, Kentucky with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer for tonight's game, Kramer Sansone. And Matt Gorder, again, this is what a lot of people have been waiting for, this matchup between number 1-ranked Northwest Missouri State and number 4-ranked Lincoln Memorial. We're just a couple minutes away from tip-off time and what should be a dandy.
Yeah, all that's left basically is to introduce the starters. everybody's been itching. I know the team's ready to go. They look relaxed, and they know this is a big game, but they also know that they're a big game team, so they're ready to go tonight.
When you look at the stats for this as well, one thing that I think stands out, we talked about the offense and defense for these teams, but Lincoln Memorial's a team that so far this season has forced a lot of turnovers, and they scored a lot of points off of those turnovers, and they go up against a Bearcat team that just doesn't turn the ball over that often.
Yeah, when you look at a team that averages over 101 points a game, you have to guess that they probably score a lot of points off of turnovers and a lot of quick buckets, probably a lot of dunks, things like that. But again, you know, that's when we get back to these two wanting to play each other because they want to have the good competition. I mean, you can have success against, and Northwest has played a pretty tough non-conference schedule. Obviously, this will still be the toughest team they play in the non-conference, but that's what they want to see tonight. If they can still have the same type of success against a good team with what they're doing as they have so far this year through their first 10 or 11 games.
Before we get to the tip-off, this pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We talked at the outset of the broadcast about the historic arena we're playing in here in Owensboro, Kentucky, the Owensboro Sports Center. On the hallway, they have some pictures of different events that have been held here through the years, dating back to 1949. Everyone from Roy Rogers to Gene Autry, Bob Hope to Kiss have performed here at the Owensboro Sports Center. So a wide range of entertainment here at this arena.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that's probably an understatement, and that's on top of all the great basketball that's been played here. But it's really cool. Just a moment ago, Coach McCullum was walking across in front of the scorer's table to go shake hands with the opposing coach, and one thing that he did is he stopped and he looked at everybody working the scorer's table, which all usually work for Kentucky Wesleyan games, and he just told them, he said, "Hey, thanks guys for doing this, you know." And they kind of chuckled and he goes, "I know some of you probably didn't have a choice in it, but I appreciate it, and I hope we put on a good show for you." So they know how much work goes into putting on something like this, especially when you're talking about it being two teams that the people really working the game and working behind the scenes don't have any involvement in.
I'll tell you, along those lines, they could not have been nicer with helping us get set up for the game here, and the hospitality down here has just been phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've met a few people up in the stands during the men's Kentucky Wesleyan game just a little bit ago that they were going to hang around, and there are quite a few fans that have hung around that just want to see some good basketball. There are a few Bearcat fans in the crowd. That's good to see. You never expect a whole lot when you're about 9 hours away from home, and even more when you talk about some of the fans. And it being a Tuesday night as well. It is Tuesday, isn't it? We've been on the road for a few days, but yeah, definitely going to be a good show for us tonight.
Among the Bearcat fans here, a former sideline reporter on the Bearcat Radio Network, Kit McDonald, who lives and works in Evansville, just up the road from Owensboro, making his trip down here. So yeah, we're out a few Bearcat folks around.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he had to have been excited when he saw this game on the schedule.
We're ready to go. Emmanuel Terry will jump center for Lincoln Memorial. He's at 6'9", and he'll jump off against Brett Doherty at 6'7". The Bearcats will win the tip, and they'll go from our left to our right. They're in their green uniforms with the white numerals. High post right side, Doherty. Doherty goes cross-court left, finds Wittes, looking at man-to-man defense. Wittes to the free-throw line, down the lane he goes. Right wing for Kurth. Kurth to the free-throw line, left side and down on the wing. Will drive through the lane, pulls up off the right side. Top of the key for Doherty, now near midcourt, left side for Pitts. Pitts will dribble to the free-throw line, now back right side, steps back. Now will drive down the lane right and five on the shot clock. Weaves it up, misses it, rebound baseline, out of bounds. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State with two on the shot clock. So the Bearcats will try to inbound baseline left. This game just underway in Owensboro, Kentucky. A neutral site game. And Dow will inbound baseline left. Holds it. Trying to find an open player. Finds Wittes left side. Launches the three and sinks it. Nothing but net from long range off the left wing.
Yeah, that was an NBA three. I can tell you that there's an NBA three-point line on this court.
Bearcats out to the early 3-0 lead. Cornelius Taylor, the point across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Down the lane as he goes past Pitts. Lays it up and in. Pitts slipped and fell on the play. And Taylor has the layup. And it's a 3-2 game. Northwest Missouri State with the early lead. Pitts dribbles across the timeline again from our left to our right. Drives past Taylor to the right wing. Scoops a pass to Kurth, out front right side, Doherty, back to Pitts. Pitts steps back, top of the key. High post right for Doherty. Posting up with Taylor, takes it into the lane, bounce pass baseline for Kurth. Now kicks to right wing, there's in down, open, takes the three, and it's good. So two shots, two threes, and Northwest Missouri State up 6-2. Cornelius Taylor across the timeline, left side for the rail splitters. Dribbles out between the circles, being chased by Pitts. Dribbles to the right wing. out front right side. Pass goes to Shaw. Cross court left for Odom. Goes low left side. Posting up inside is Terry. Turns, takes it up over Doherty. Won't go in the rebound to Endow for Northwest. Three Bearcats inside at that rebound.
And a good job by Doherty to get Terry a little bit behind the basket, making it an awkward angle for the shot.
Pitts dribbles to the left wing. Out front left for Wittes. Back to Pitts near the left sideline. To Wittes left corner. To Pitts left side. Dribbles up the left hand to the left wing. Now we'll drive. Takes it out front for Doherty. Quick pass right side and down. Into the right corner. Kurth, he'll take the long three. Tipped, it's off the back of the rim. Rebound the free throw line and down. Back out to Pitts. Northwest to set up another offensive possession here with 30 on the shot clock. Cross court right side for Wittes. Down the lane he goes. Spins in the lane. Little ball fake up with the shot. Banks it. Misses it. It rolls out and the rebound pulled away by Terry for the Rail Splitters. Across the timeline goes Dorian Pinson, who missed the game last year with Northwest due to an injury. Right side Taylor back to Pinson. Reverse layup inside won't go. Good job by Endow on the defense. Rebound Doherty. Here comes Northwest left to right. 6-2, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kurth out front between the circles for Wittes. Right side Pitts. Now left side Endow. Quick touch pass to Doherty. High post right. Hands off to Pitts off the right wing. Dribbles toward the right corner. Steps back, wants the three. It's a high bounce off the rim. Rebound, though, pulled away by Pinson for the Rail Splitters. Now it goes to Taylor. This team gets down the floor quickly. Scored 156 points in the game against Mars Hill. Out front right side with the drive down the lane. Now stopping a fadeaway jumper. Rolls out right, taken by Odom and the rebound to Northwest. And down will give it to Pitts, and Cats will slow the offense up.
You can tell the time of possession is going to lean Northwest way no matter what the final score is, because Lincoln does not take much time off the shot clock.
Pitts dribbles left side. Now to the free throw line, Doherty. Down the lane left as he goes up for the shot foul. He'll get to the free throw line. It should go on Dorian Pinson. And this will be two at the line for Brett Doherty. Pinson will pick up his first. Going back to their interview with Coach McCollum in the pregame, one of the things to slow down this Rail Splitter offense is just for Northwest to run down the shot clock as many times as they can on the offensive side. Free throw up by Doherty. Rims out.
Yeah, it takes Lincoln Memorial out of the rhythm that they're used to, the rhythm of the game that they're used to, if they've got to play a lot of defense, because usually they're either playing against teams that get shots up quick as well, or they're forcing turnovers early on in the other team's offense.
42nd free throw rims out, and the rebound to Lincoln Memorial. Pulling down the rebound was Terry. In that 156-point game, they scored 86 of those in the second half. Across the timeline right side, Taylor pulls up. Tries to find cutting through the lane, does for Terry, and he just touches it up and in. A little tip in for the Lincoln Memorial Rail Splitters. It's a 6-4 game. Northwest Missouri State in front with 16-19 left in the first half. Pitts dribbles to the right wing, out to the top of the key. Doherty back to Pitts right side. Goes all right for Wittes. Out front left for Kurth. Now to Endow left wing. He will drive through the lane. Dishes into the right corner for Kurth. Thought about the jumper. Now we'll give it out front right for Wittes. He pits out front with 5 on the shot clock. Through the lane. Pitts drives. Hangs in there just a little bit and it rolls down. Nice shot by Justin Pitts as he just kind of suspended in midair just for a little bit. Let the defender go by and then knocks the shot down. It's an 8-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Out front left is Pinson. Dribbles down the left of the lane to the bucket on and down. Banks it, misses it. Rebound and the putback by Pinson. Banks it up and in. That's his first bucket of the game and a 2-point contest. Northwest up 8-6. 15.5 minutes left in at this first half. Pitts walks it across midcourt. Crossover dribble. Hooks the pass left side for Wittes. As he goes with a shot fake out front, moves his foot, and the turnover will give it to Lincoln Memorial, and they'll have it after a timeout. 15:26 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 8, Lincoln Memorial 6. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Back following a timeout, Lincoln Memorial with the basketball. Northwest up by 2-8-6. On the left side, left wing is Josh Odom. Goes low, left side for Emmanuel Terry. He tried to spin in the lane, and we got a charge coming up.
Nice job by Brett Doherty holding his ground there. Terry wanted to try to go with a spin move and up with the dunk, and on that spin move, his shoulder went right into the middle of Doherty's chest.
Bearcats will have it off of the foul. Both of these teams right now identically 42.9% from the field, both 3-7. The difference right now, two of Bearcats' three field goals coming from three-point range. Wait, it's out front right side, Doherty. Now left for Pitts, 8-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts tries the lane, did the bucket, high off the glass, won't go as it will be pulled away and picked up by Terry. And here comes Lincoln Memorial on the fast break. Off the right side is Pinson. Ball knocked loose off the dribble by Endow, but Pinson controls. Cross court, left side, Taylor. Trying to work a screen, we'll take it to the top of the key, hooks a low left side. Now back out left wing for Odom. Odom with a little shot fake, got Wittes up in the air. Now to the top of the key, Pinson. The fadeaway, jump off the front of the rim, no, and the rebound, Kurth for Northwest. Still an 8-6 game, Northwest up 14-22, left in the first half. Pitts walks it across midcourt. Again, the Bearcats being very deliberate offensively. Kurth right side, finds Endow. Out front left for Pitts. Fakes right, goes left. Now out top of the key for Doherty. Back to Pitts between the circle. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Left side, Kurth. To Doherty. High post left. Back to Kurth. Left wing. Takes the three. Got it. Nothing but net. As Xavier Kurth knocks down a three. 13:54 left in this first half. Across the timeline, right side, Pinson. Looks left for Taylor. To the top of the key. Dribbling right side is Shaw. And a whistle. And it looks like this will be away from the ball where the foul came. Foul will go on. Northwest, Xavier Kurth will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. 11-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. And now goes to the sideline. Ryan Welty into the ballgame for the Bearcats. Also a substitution as Deshaun Patterson enters for Lincoln Memorial, who will take the place of Josh Odom. And Patterson takes the inbound in the right corner. Dribbles free throw line through the lane to the bucket. Left-handed layup is good as hangs on the rim and drops down. So just off the bench, got it to fall. And it's an 11-8 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead, 13-27 left in the first half. Pitch in at the front court right side, right in front of the rail splitter bench. Dribbles down the lane right to the baseline. Now to the right corner. Out front right for Doherty. Now to Pitts. Thought about the long three. Instead goes cross court left with us to the left wing, Kurth. They give him a little space out there. Pulls up the dribble. Finds Pitts cutting to the bucket. Stops and pops from 14 to the lane. Won't go. Rebound tip on the floor. Controlled right side by Patterson. Races across midcourt right side with the left-handed dribble. Now accelerates through the lane to the bucket off the left side. And two layups in a row off the left by Deshaun Patterson off the bench. And it's a one-point game. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead 11-10 with 12:46 left in the first half. Pitts right side to the right wing. Now front for Doherty. Touch pass back to Pitts. Right wing for Kurth. Takes the three from there. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Tipped and is controlled by Taylor. He races across midcourt from our right to our left. Finds Patterson. Long bounce pass out front. Gets it to Pinson. Drives on Wilty to the bucket, lays it up, won't go, but it was on a foul coming up on Northwest.
Early on, Justin Pitts just 1 of 5 from the field, and that one make that he has was probably the toughest shot that he took out of those five. And he's not off by much, he's just off by a little bit right now.
Wilty off the bench, picks up his first foul. Both teams with two team fouls at the moment. Vincent at the free throw line. It's the first, and he's got 3 points. He's just a 56% shooter this year at the line, 18 of 32. Waiters to the sideline, Ryan Hawkins into the game for the Bearcats. Brian Pinson, a deep breath, and the left-handed free throw off the front of the rim, the backboard, and then drops in. Inbound to Fitz. Takes across midcourt right side for Kurth. Hawkins, top the key, left side Fitz. Gets a screen by Doherty, takes a free throw line, now steps back top of the key. Under motion traffic toward the right as he dribbles to the left and gets it to Doherty now. He'll try to dribble down the lane left side, spins in the block up with a shot, rejected out of bounds by Terry. And it will belong to the Bearcats with 9 seconds left on the shot clock.
Terry coming across the lane on the help side defense to get that block.
His 14th of the season. Played 15 minutes against the Bearcats in that meeting last year in the semifinals. And now in the far left corner, and Dow gets the inbound to Pitts. 7 on the shot clock. Pitts steps up a long 3, just barely grazes the rim. The rebound to the lane, pulled down by Shaw for Lincoln Memorial. Now to Patterson into the front court. Out top, expires the dribble. Pitts all over him. Coming out to help out with Shaw. Near midcourt, takes the pass. Dribbles left side to the left wing. Pulls up, wants the 3 as he falls to 4, runs out, and rebounded well to. They're going to try blocking out inside. Here comes Northwest, left to right once again with 11:40 left in the first half. Northwest down by 1 for the first time, 12-11. Off the left side, Hawkins. Hawkins out to the top of the key and out. Quick pass left side, high post Doherty, hands off Pitts. Trying to work the screen by Doherty. Dribbles right side through the lane. A little ball fake. Finds Doherty low left side. Couldn't hold on to the pass. Now chases it on the baseline. Up with the shot. Banks in and hits it. Good effort by Doherty going after the ball after initially bottling it. Was able to bank it in. And Northwest Missouri State takes the 1-point lead, 13-12.
And then when he went up for the shot, Terry went up to block it. And Doherty redirected his shot to be able to get the make.
Taylor, right side, Terry down the lane, and a one-handed slam over Welty as Terry took it down the lane. Emmanuel Terry with 4 points. And a 1-point lead for Lincoln Memorial, 14-13. Just under 11 minutes left in the first half. Pitts looks over Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum, takes it into the front court, dribbles left side, passes to Doherty, back to Pitts. Dribbles to the free throw line, right side Welty. The long 3 is off the front of the rim. Rebound, the putback by Endow. He is fouled. Good job by fighting off Terry for the rebound. Then he went up for the shot. Terry over his back, trying to go for the block, will pick up the foul. And that's number 2 on Emmanuel Terry. Breaking the action, 10:34 left in the first half. Lincoln Memorial 14, Northwest Missouri State 13. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
And now going to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout. He'll have 2 coming his way. 10:34 left in the first half. Northwest down by 1, 14-13. And Dow's free throw is good. And we're tied now at 14. Second free throw by Endow. That is good as well. So Chris steps up. A couple big free throws for the Bearcats. And Northwest has the one-point lead, 15-14. 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Taylor left side in front of the Bearcat bench. Out to the top of the key right for Patterson. Now top of the key for Pinson. Wants to drive on Hawkins. Off balance, tries to kick it back out, and stepping in front of that pass was first for Northwest.
Boy, great job by Hawkins there to cut off that path. And tell you what, Hawkins looks just as comfortable as anybody. You'd think a guy coming in as a freshman playing a fourth-ranked team in the nation be nervous, but not Hawkins.
He hasn't looked intimidated by anybody, including Duke this year.
Not at all.
Pitts goes cross court left side, Kurth in the left corner and down, scores up, wants the long three, takes a high bounce off the rim, rebound, Wittes kicks it back out front, and is picked up by Pitts, and a fresh 30 on the shot clock for Northwest. This game right now played at the Bearcats' pace. Pitts dribbles to the right wing, lots of low right for Wittes, trying to post up in the blocks, kicks it out top of the key left and down, another three, that one off the front of the rim, a long rebound out on the bounce to Taylor, and he'll take it across midcourt left side to the left wing to the top of the key, gets caught up in the air, goes left side, chased down by Pinson, spins to the left baseline on Indow, up for the shot off the glass with the right hand, no, and the rebound Indow for Northwest. 1 point Bearcat lead, 15-14, 9:20 left in the first half. Number one ranked team and defending national champion Northwest Missouri State Bearcats against the number four ranked team in Lincoln Memorial. Right side Pitts to the right wing. Picks the pass, top of the key for Kirk. Takes it to the free throw line, back out to Pitts. Shot clock at eight. Pitts down the lane. Little right-handed push shot right side from 13 feet out. One go, and the rebound pulled down by Shaw for Lincoln Memorial. Cats missing some shots that normally go up for them. They're up, though, by one, 15-14. Out front, Pinson. There's cross-court right, Patterson. Out front, and a travel violation. The pass went to Josh Odom. Did a little center step with his feet. Didn't get the dribble down, and the turnover goes to Northwest.
Just a little indecisive on what he wanted to do with the basketball there.
1 point Northwest lead. Hawkins will inbound to Pitts. And now Wittes and Kurth also on the floor for the Bearcats as Pitts walks across midcourt right side. Trying to get a screen by Wittes. Now out to Wittes, top of the key. Drives the lane right side, stops, tosses it back out to Pitts. Pitts through the lane to the bucket. Easy layup that time. Lays it up and in. Kind of split the seam there, going down the lane. Has the layup, and it's a 17-14 Bearcat lead with 8:23 left in the first half. Sean Patterson walks across midcourt left side with a high dribble. Hands off to the top of the key for Josh Odom. Out front, stepping as Pinson will take a pass. Looks to the right wing. Gets the pass to the right side for Taylor. And pulls it away. Wanted to go on toward the right wing for Pinson, and the Bearcats will pick it off. 8 minutes left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State up 17-14 as Pitts walks across midcourt. Dribbles left side. Behind the back with the dribble. Down the lane he goes. Dishes right side for Indow. Cutting the bucket off the right wing. Goes up with a shot. It looks like they're going to call a foul on Indow that time. Or the Pitts on the charge afterwards. Pitts will pick up the foul. That's his first. They wave off the bucket and a break in the action with 7:49 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State 17. Lincoln Memorial 14. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Rail Splitters with the ball out of the timeout as driving toward the lane of Westland, a traveling violation on Dorian Pinson as he tried to make the drive to the bucket, but gets called for the travel first, and Northwest will have it. The Bearcats in front 17-14 with 7:36 left in the first half. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, with studio engineer Kramer Sansone. Fits across midcourt. Dribbles right side picked up by T.J. Harbin, who checked in during that break. Out front, four and out, the free throw line. He's guarded by Trevon Shaw. Now the right side for Wittesloan. Going the rebound inside. Put away by Pinson, and here comes the Rail Splitters across midcourt right side. Pinson pulls up to the right wing. Left-handed dribble. Hooks the pass out front, left for Shaw. Tries to work a screen by Pinson. Goes into the right corner for the pass, and a fadeaway by Patterson off the front of the rim, and the rebound in down inside for the Bearcats. Northwest doing a good job on the defensive boards in this first half. 17-14, Northwest Missouri State in front. Baseline left Wittes to the free throw line, Doherty, right side Pitts. Goes to the right wing, steps back, finds Doherty, hands off back to Pitts at the top of the key. 13 on the shot clock, left side in down toward the left corner. Bounce pass low left for Wittes, trying to post up. Takes it into the lane, a little right-handed hook, good as he put it up and in over Alex Dolling, who checked in during that timeout. And a 19-14, Northwest Missouri State lead, 6:34 left in the first half. Cross midcourt right side, Patterson to the top of the key. Down the lane, skip loose by and down, ball loose on the left sideline, Wittes hustles over and pulls it away out of the hands of Dowling, and here comes Northwest.
That's the sixth turnover by Lincoln Memorial to just two for Northwest.
Fitz walks across midcourt, top of the key. Lobs it out to end out, the free throw line. Turns, looks at the bucket, now goes cross court left for Kurth. Out front and out, right side, Pitts. Shot clock at 8. Pitts dribbles to the right wing. Out top the key and down with a shot fake. Drives the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Great shot fake. Was able to get Pitson up there and went by him and has the layup. And a timeout, Lincoln Memorial. 5:54 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 21 and Lincoln Memorial 14. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
21-14, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lincoln Memorial. Mac Water, Bearcats getting a little bit of momentum here.
Yeah, they are, and they're doing it by just playing smart basketball. They're still not shooting the basketball real, real well, but they are playing smart basketball and getting some looks inside.
Lincoln Memorial will inbound out of this timeout for the Bearcats out on the floor in down with Kurth, Doherty, Pitts, and Wittes. T.J. Harbin, a freshman out of Bartow, Florida, will take it across midcourt left side. Now goes to Rondé Hackett, who checked in during the break. Goes down the lane with it into a double team, brings it out front for Patterson. Between the circles, dribbles right side, gets picked by Hackett. Out front for Harbin, quick pass left side for Dolling. And pass gets tipped away, tried to go cross court with it, and Pitts with the steal on the break. Tries to alley-oop it to and out. Ball tipped away, but chased down by Pitts out between the circles and Northwest to set up the offense.
That bought Joey Wittes a little time to put his shoe back on. Came out of his shoe down on the defensive end.
Pitts out front, four and out, top of the key. Finds Wittes now low post off the right side. Dribbles in lane, fakes left, goes back right, up for the shot and good. They were post up over Pinson and get it to fall. Wittes with 7 points, Northwest Missouri State in front, 23-14. Pinson left side through the lane to the bucket, and a left-handed slam that time is good. Pinson at 6'5 with long arms, locked that one down with that left-handed slam dunk. 23-16, Northwest Missouri State up 4:50 left in the first half. Pitch dribbles left side at man-to-man defense, free throw line, right side Wittes, a three this time is good. Wittes with his second three of the game. He's hit a couple of threes. He's posted up a couple of times and having a heck of a first half. Northwest up by 10, 26-16. Out top the key, Pinson. Now to Patterson. Fadeaway three off the back of the rim. And Wittes with the rebound for the Cats. 4:25 left in the half. We'll give it to Pitts. He will walk it across the timeline. Looks over near the scorer's table where Coach Ben McCollum is at. That out near the jump ball circle by Harbin. Dribbles left. steps back, wants the three, and it's off the back of the rim. And the rebound inside, dialing for Lincoln Memorial. The freshman will give it to Pinson. Pinson into the right corner, finds Harvin, rides the baseline as he tries to go cross-court. He'll step on the baseline. Quite a Thornton in the far left corner, but steps on the baseline first. It would have been a turnover regardless as that pass went into the stands. Got a break in the action with 3:59 left in this first half. And Northwest Missouri State in front 26-16. We'll be back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
26-16, Northwest Missouri State with the lead, 3:59 left in the first half. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, pretty good first half so far for the Bearcats in particular.
Yeah, they started out a little bit slow shooting, but that shooting is coming around. They're forcing some turnovers and taking care of the basketball, and right there I think is the biggest key. Right now the turnover difference, 6 in favor of Northwest.
26-16, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitch into the front court right side. Gets a screen by Doherty. Hooked the pass back out to Doherty. Down the lane left now. Left wing pass for Wittes. Out front for Endell. He pops out. Now right to Pitts. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts hooks the pass top of Key Welty. A shot fake down the lane. He goes in the right corner and down. Long three on the way. Got it. Good ball movement by the Bearcats on that possession. And down double figures with 10 points. 29-16, Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:28 left in the half. Right side is Taylor. Steps back, wants the three, got it, nothing but in. His first three of the game, 21st of the season. And Northwest Missouri State up by 10 again, 29-19. Pitch into the front court of the pass, Doherty. Now to and down near the right sideline in front of the rail splitter bench. Out front left for Pitts. Back to the right side, Welty, two and down, cross court left side for Wittes. Wittes turns, takes the long three off the front of the rim, rebound tip, chased into the sideline, and will go out of bounds. A block to Northwest as a couple of rail splitters go diving after the ball into their own bench. Northwest leading by 10, 29-19, 2:55 left in the first half. And down to inbound to Pitts. Picked up by Taylor. Pitts walks out near midcourt with the dribble. Looks at two Welty right side. Thought about the three. Goes right corner, four and down. Another three from there. Too hard that time. Barely grazed the back of the rim. The rebound pulled down by Odom. And here comes the rail splitters on the break. Right side goes Taylor. Wants the three over Pitts. Nothing but that. Taylor with a couple of threes. He's got 8 points, and it's 29-22 Bearcat lead. Firth off the bench getting ready to check in for Northwest on the next dead ball. Pitts into the front court right side to the right wing. Crossover dribble. Top of the key. Right side Wittes. Back to Pitts. Dribbles right wing. Goes low right for Wittes. Trying to post up with Taylor. Takes it in the lane. Spins left. Now back right. Brings it out left side for Welty. Bobbles the ball and it's picked up right side by Odom. Odom into the front court. Goes right side. Taylor and runner on the right is good from 10 feet out. And he's got 10 points in Northwest Missouri State in front 29-24. Pitts into the front court. Dribbles left side. Finds Welty long three. Got it. And Brian Welty hits his first bucket of the game, a three off the right side. 32-24 Northwest Missouri State up. 1:40 left in the half.
Cats with 6 three-pointers so far.
Left side is Emmanuel Terry back in the ballgame. Gives it left for Taylor. Long three off the left side. Won't go. Doherty trying to post up. Ball is on the baseline. Out of bounds. And it belongs to Northwest, I believe. He's running with it with Terry. And the Bearcats will bring it the other way. Good job of hustling by Doherty, fighting off Terry.
Terry's foot had gone out of bounds on the baseline. And so when he came up, he jumped with that foot outside the line. So when he jumped up and got a hold of the basketball, it went right to Northwest.
pitch to bring it across midcourt. Kurt checked into the ball game, takes the place of Welty. Out front, Doherty. Out to Wittes, to Kurt, left sideline. Out front, left for Pitts. Minute 14, left in the half, 13 on the shot clock. Pitts down the lane, off the glass, and it rattles around and out. That was about down and then popped out. 32-24, Northwest Missouri State in front. To the top of the key is Pinson. Spires the dribble. Spires coming to the bucket. Taylor, ball knocked loose. Direct up right side by Terry, who leans over and down, who is on the floor in the lane. And Terry got it to fall. And we got a timeout with 49.8 seconds left. Northwest in front, 32-26. We'll keep it right here. Again, the Bearcats up 32-26 with 49.8 seconds left in the first half. We'll take a quick 10-second timeout, though. Let's break for our station identification as we owe our station's break. We'll be back after this 10-second break. Again, station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. ...32-26, Northwest in front of Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, and Northwest with this lead, even with Justin Pitts, really not playing all that well on the offensive end. He does have a couple of assists, but he's just 2 of 11 shooting. He's only had a couple of shots that were really off by a lot. He's had several of them that were just barely off. So I'm sure he'll keep shooting. He'll shoot his way out of that. But it's good to see the Bearcats hold a decent lead with Justin Pitts struggling a little bit offensively.
50.3 seconds left in the half as Northwest goes from our left to our right. Pitts will let the ball roll too close to midcourt, picks it up, dribbles between the jump ball circle and take it toward the left side. Trying to get a screen by Welty. He's back into the ballgame. Gives it to Welty, back to Pitts out front. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 39 on the game clock. Pitts dribbles through traffic and steps back out near the right side. Cross court left side for Welty. In and out of his hands again, and it's picked up right side. Picked up by Taylor to the bucket. Lays it up and in with the layup.
Two turnovers by Welty where he just wasn't concentrating. Two passes that hit him right in the hands, and he just didn't have full concentration on them, and they slipped out of his hands.
32-28, Northwest in front. 14 seconds left in the half. Northwest working for the last shot. They've got four players along the baseline spread out as Pitts is near the midcourt with the dribble. Pitts top of the key. Started by the freshman Harbin down the lane. Bumped as he goes up with a shot and won't go, but a whistle and a foul coming up here. And the foul on T.J. Harbin. The freshman out of Bartow, Florida, 6-foot player. And on the floor, so the Bearcats will inbound baseline right. Just the fourth team foul against Lincoln Memorial. Northwest has only been called for three fouls. Inbound, and the tip by Tim Fiendell as the buzzer sounds won't go as it was blocked by Terry as Coach Ben McCollum looking for a foul on Terry, but won't get the call as the teams go into the locker room here at halftime. So at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lincoln Memorial, 32-28. We'll be back to have more for you from Owensboro, Kentucky, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Back in Owensboro, Kentucky at the Owensboro Sports Center with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, Northwest up at halftime 32-28. They led throughout much of that first half. A couple of possessions when Lincoln Memorial was able to take a one-point lead. But so far, Northwest forcing Lincoln Memorial to really play at the pace the Bearcats would like out of this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's affected Lincoln Memorial a little bit. Like we talked about, they had eight turnovers in that first half, which is, you know, good for where you want them to be if you're Northwest. The one thing, Northwest didn't play the cleanest first half. Defensively, I think they played well. But offensively, that wasn't one of their better offensive halves of basketball. So for them to be able to have the lead by four here at the half and still have some room to grow on the offensive side is really encouraging for what we may see in the second half of this one.
And again, going to what you're talking about just before the end of the half, Justin Pitts struggling a bit offensively. But we've seen this before where he's been at halftime of just a single-digit scoring, and then he just breaks out in the second half. So hopefully we'll see that in the second half.
Yeah, one thing that we're going to see is he's not going to stop shooting based upon what has happened in the first half. He'll continue to shoot, and those shots that are off by just a little bit, those things are going to start to fall. And then really you'll see it build for Justin Pitts. And, you know, aside from that, if he doesn't hit, he's going to continue to help out his teammates and get his teammates some scores. And so I think this first half is good just to get everybody comfortable. Now all the nerves should be gone. All the adrenaline should be gone. They can just go out in the second half and play basketball.
And, again, a heck of a matchup with the Lincoln Memorial team. You can see just off of what they've got, a lot of athletes on this team that they've scored a lot of points. But, yeah, it's a team that's very structured a little bit out of their unstructuredness, if that makes any sense there. But,
yeah, they don't want to hold the ball too long on the defensive end, and Northwest has been ready for that. They know that they don't want to hang on to the ball. They want to get that ball and then get the offense going. So Northwest has jumped some passing lanes, knowing maybe they're going to take some chances and been able to get some steals off of that.
Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front 32-28 as they lead Lincoln Memorial. We'll be back and have more for you at halftime right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Back at halftime, Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 32-28 lead over in Lincoln Memorial. We're joined now by the athletic director, Northwest Missouri State, Mel Church. But Mel, it's just a great matchup that you don't see very often in Division II basketball this time of the season. Your number one and four ranked teams are meeting in a non-conference game at a neutral site, and it's really turned into everything I think everybody had hoped for.
Well, yeah, it is. It's really an exciting game, and you know, both teams, I think, are kind of trying to feel their way around a little bit. We're playing really good defense. I don't know. They might have. I can't look at the stats here, but yeah, they got two offensive rebounds. I didn't know if they had any. And we're doing a great job. You know, we got to shoot a little better, but really a fun game. It's too bad that this game couldn't be played close to at least one of the schools, but it worked out this way, and that's fine. Ben talked about it in the spring, about doing it late spring, and great opportunity. I always believed you want to play good teams, and you know, sometimes you learn more. Well, you always learn more from that, I think, than you do when you beat somebody by three touchdowns or 30 points in a basketball game. So it's a great experience for us, and there's a lot of basketball left, so I'm sure it'll be another good 20 minutes.
Yeah, and really we've been talking with Ben and just a lot of people about this game. It's really, there's not much of a downside to this. Even if you lose, obviously you don't want to lose it, but still some things can be gained out of a game like this at this point in the season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just the getting on the floor for both teams to play each other, it's those are great things. And, you know, I mean, you learn a lot more from a game like this than you do any other kind of a game. You know, not just on the, you know, just the preparation, everything. It's different, and you can see it. I think both teams are probably a little tight. You know, Justin probably hasn't shot as poorly as he has so far in the first half, but he'll come back. But you know, so I think there's definitely a great thing for both of us.
Now, some news from the athletic department here a little bit over a week ago when the announcement was made about the hiring of a new soccer coach. And just talk a little bit about Mark Gordon.
Well, we're really excited about having Mark Gordon join us. He's been at Ottawa for 7 years, and before that, he was at Bethany College. He's been very successful wherever he's been. His record at Ottawa is really good, and he did a great job when he came in and interviewed, and he has a really good perspective about everything. It's not just about soccer, but about you know, about life. He wants to make sure that you know, our soccer players, when they leave, they've had a good experience and they'll feel good about Northwest Missouri State and what they've done and how they've done it. And so I think it'll be really good for them. I think we've got some really good young soccer players. You know, our last two classes I think have been real good, and so we weren't that far away this year, so it'll be exciting to see how things go.
And before we let you go, your prediction on what you're looking for out of the second half here?
Well, my prediction, I'm not very good at predicting, but I think Justin Pitts will play a little better in the second half. Not that he hasn't played well, he just hasn't shot well, and I think he'll shoot better. I think it's going to be a real close game. I feel good about our team as long as we control the tempo. And, you know, we let them get a couple of quick threes there, and you can just see that. They kind of feel that. And if we can keep control of the ball game that way, control the tempo, I think we're going to be all right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Well, that's the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchill. Again, we're at the half. Northwest holding on to a 4-point lead over Lincoln Memorial, 32-28. Back to check some of the stats out of this first half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square, Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Welcome back to Halftime in Orangeboro, Kentucky. Northwest Missouri State leading Lincoln Memorial 32-28. Let's check the stats out of this first half for the Bearcats. Shooting 37.5% from the field, 12 of 32, 6 of 16 from three-point range at 37%, and just 2 of 4 at the free throw line from Lincoln Memorial. They're shooting 57% from the field, 12 of 21. two of seven from three-point range and two of two from the free throw line. The Lincoln Memorial team, normally a much better three-point shooting team than what they've been able to show out of this first half, primarily due to Northwest defensive efforts out of the half. Rebounding totals, Northwest out rebounding Lincoln Memorial 16-14. Eight turnovers for Lincoln Memorial and four turnovers for Northwest. Bearcats have scored 9 points off of turnovers. So Lincoln Memorial's turned just two of the turnovers. The Bearcats have committed into points with four into buckets that hit with 4 points. And that's where some of the key team stats look. Individually for the Bearcats, paced by a couple players at 10 points apiece. Chris Ebu and Dow, along with Joey Wittes. And Lincoln Memorial has one player in double figures. That's Cornelius Taylor. He has 12 points in the first half. Check of MIAA and matchups tonight. A little bit later on in men's basketball, Lindenwood will face Robert Morris in Springfield, Illinois. That game being played in St. Charles. Also, Northeastern State takes on Arkansas Tech. Nebraska Kearney will battle Hastings College this evening. And also, Missouri Western plays an exhibition with Living the Dream. Again, those are some of the MIAA men's games coming up a little bit later on tonight. Check of the MIAA brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. Full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaicLifeCare.org. We'll be back and get ready for the second half as Northwest has a full-point lead at halftime, 32-28 over Lincoln Memorial. Back with more after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at the Owensboro Sports Center in Owensboro, Kentucky, a neutral site game between Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln Memorial. The number one ranked team of the nation, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats up as halftime coming to a close 32-28 as they lead the Rail Splitters with Matt Gordon. And studio engineer Kramer Sansone, I'm John Coffey as... two teams getting some final words from their head coaches before coming up and get ready for second half play. Bearcats in their green uniforms with the white numerals, and for Lincoln Memorial, their white uniforms trimmed in blue with blue numerals. And Northwest Missouri State coming out, they'll be on defense to start this second half. And the Rail Splitters will inbound and go from our left to our right, the court side here at the Owensboro Sports Center. Josh Odom will inbound for the Rail Splitters and give it to Trayvon Shaw. Didn't see a lot of playing time out of the first half. Now to Emmanuel Terry out front. Top of the key for Pinson. He's guarded by Indow. Pinson with one dribble. Hands off right side for Shaw. Back out left side for Pinson. Picked up by Kurth. Down the lane, spins into the lane, up with a little runner at the left hand, won't go, and then down clears the rebound for Northwest. And he'll give it to Pitts as Northwest from our right to our left. Pitts and down to Kurth. Now to Doherty. Quittis also on the floor for the Bearcats. Left side for Endow. Left open, left wing three. On the way. Got it.
Great screen down low by Joey Wittes to keep Endow's defender from getting back out on the perimeter.
Endow with 13 points, leading the Bearcats in scoring. 35-28, Northwest in front. Taylor, long three over Kurth. Won't go. And the rebound. Endow, he's skied high for two defensive boards in this second half. And a 35-28 Northwest Missouri State lead.
And he's got eight boards overall in this game.
Doing a great job. Wittes between the circles. Out front, right side, Kurth. Finds Wittes top of the key. Now back to Kurth, right side. Giving Kurth a lot of room out on the perimeter. Just dribbles with the right hand. Backpedals just a bit. Shot clock's down to 8 seconds. Kurth now to Doherty. Looks and finds Pitts. Four on the shot clock. Pitts, top of key. Long three on the way. Air balls. It goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to Lincoln Memorial. 35-28, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 18-41 left in the game. Into the front court, Taylor. Scoops a pass for Pinson. Left side, Taylor. Hooks the pass, top of the key, Terry. Free throw line, into the lane with the run over Doherty. Got it. Couple big steps going into the lane, and they got it to fall. Terry with 8 points, 35-30. Cats up by five.
Every step that guy takes is a big step. He's got some long old legs.
My goodness. Pitts top of the key. Left side finds Endow. Now to Pitts out front. It's a screen by Doherty. Steps back on the right wing. Into the right corner, Doherty. Back to Pitts out front. Takes another three. That one off the front of the rim. Backboard and down. Got it to go. And Pitts with his first three-point attempt, or three-pointer that goes down. He has 7 points so far. 38-30. Northwest Missouri State in front. Taylor right side out to the top of the key. Left side goes Shaw. Stripped loose. Diving after it is Kurth at the free throw line. And a whistle coming up. And a foul. This will be on Lincoln Memorial. This will go on Trevon Shaw. That will be his first foul. Good also by Xavier Kurth going down and after that ball. He'll go to the sideline.
And by the way, just as a side note, Justin Pitts has tied the career assist record at Northwest Missouri State. One more and he's got it all alone.
Kurth actually staying into the ballgame. Goes in the far left corner right by the Bearcat fence. Now to Pitts out front. Lobs it and gets it to Doherty to the right baseline. Gets caught up there. Finds him down far left corner. Trying to keep his balance. Does. Now takes it in the lane as he drives. Whistle. And the foul on the floor. This one coming up on Lincoln Memorial once again. And let's go on Shaw picking up his second foul. Talk about that assist record. It's the mark that was previously held by Kelvin Parker. And Pitts making a name in the record book. Dribbles to the right wing. Remember when Parker left, people wonder, what are we going to do without Parker? And then there was Deshaun Cooper. Now Pitts, left side in down, long three, got it. Off the left wing, and he's got 16 points. And a 41-30 Northwest Missouri State lead over Lincoln Memorial.
Man, and Dow's having a game.
Mercy. He had a pretty good first half, but he's taken it up another notch here in the second half.
4 of 7 on three-pointers, 8 rebounds, 16 points so far.
41-30, Northwest in front of Lincoln Memorial. Terry out top. Finds Pinson, guarded by Endow, and now Pinson throws it away. Tried to go on the baseline and get the pass for Odom. Missed him, overthrew him, and ball just whistles out of bounds. And it belonged to Northwest off the turnover.
Yeah, you can tell that Lincoln Memorial is not in their game. They're not playing where they're comfortable.
41-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. 16-40 left in the game. Wittes out top. Left side Pitts. Guarded by Taylor. Pitts lobs it. Left side for Doherty. Dribbling into the lane low and now spins right. Now back left. Lays it up and in. Nice little spin move. He was able to get Pinson going one way and he went the other way and has the easy layup. Now quickly the other way. Taylor through the lane. Skip loose ball in the lane. Is controlled by Wittes. Allen goes to Endow on the break. Endow free throw line. To the bucket. Lays up and in. Endow with 18 points, 45-30, Northwest Missouri State in front, and a timeout, Lincoln Memorial with 16-12 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Northwest has outscored Lincoln Memorial 13-2 to start this second half. The Bearcats in front 45-30. Rail splitters with the ball. Out top is Odom. Guarded by Wittes. Looks on the left side for Shaw. Back to Odom right side. Trying to find someone inside, nothing there. Behind the back with the dribble, goes right side for Taylor. Bounce pass, low right. They get it to Pinson in the lane, underneath the bucket, and gets caught up near ball, knocked loose. Chased down right side, Terry to the right baseline. Drives with three on the shot clock, gets called for a travel, and another turnover gives it to Northwest. And we've got another break in the action. 15:47 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 45, Lincoln Memorial 30. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarryvilleHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Back from the timeout, Northwest in front, 45-30, and down. Low post in the lane, a little shot fake up with the shot. Fade away, won't go, but it wasn't a foul. This will go on Lincoln Memorial. And get Chris Ebuin down to the free throw line. And 45-30, Northwest Missouri State with the lead as the Bearcats will get Endowell to the line. Neither team's been there often tonight. This will be Endowell's second trip. He's 2-for-2 at the line.
That's one thing. I love the way this game is being called. They're letting the teams play. They're being physical, and that's why you haven't seen too many free throws so far.
Endowell hits the free throw. Down now with 19 points. Nine of those coming in this second half. Second free throw is good. And the Cats in front, 47-30. As Lincoln Memorial across the timeline to Sean Patterson. Dribbles left. To the left wing. Out to the top of key. Taylor launches the three over Kurth. Rims around and out. And Dow trying to fight for the rebound with Terry inside. Ball loose and a foul coming up here. And this time it looks like it's going on and down. That'll be his first foul. 47-30, Northwest in front of Lincoln Memorial. As the Rolf Splitter's getting ready to inbound. Matt, one thing, when you watch this offense for Lincoln Memorial, the longer the shot clock rolls, more uncomfortable Lincoln Memorial looks.
Yeah, they're taking a lot of bad shots when they get inside of 15 seconds in the shot clock.
Quick inbound left side, and the jumper from 17 left by Odom. And it's now 47-32 game, Northwest Missouri State up, just over 15 minutes left in the game. Pitts dribbling right side on Taylor to the right wing. Hurts the pass out top for Wittes. Back to Pitts. Now to Wills to the right wing. Squares up. Wants the three. Rims around out. Rebound Odom inside for the Rail Splitters. On the break, right side, Patterson to the right lane. Bounce pass over right. And a little hook shot left side rolls out by Pinson. Rebound inside Northwest and Chrissy Boone down.
And that was a great blockout by Doherty. He got Terry out of the lane with the blockout, leaving it free for Dow to get the board.
Now they tried to go low for Doherty, and he's ball knocked loose by Pinson, who reached around. Doherty thought, well, there should have been a foul. Now right side, Patterson for Lincoln Memorial, and a little foul away from the ball there. Screen trying to be set, and a foul coming up on Northwest.
Yeah, Terry was trying to set a screen. He got pushed from behind by Joey Wittes.
Wittes picks up his first foul. Northwest with two team fouls in the second half. Lincoln Memorial with three. Taylor to inbound, out front for Terry. The 6'9 player gives it back right side for Taylor. Dribbles off his foot, picked up by Kurt. Here comes Northwest on the fast break. 2-on-1. Kurt, two pits, lays it up on the right side. Good. Running the fast break to perfection. Layup by Pitts, 49-32. Northwest Missouri State in front. Patterson left side, hooks the pass to Terry through the lane. Trip loose by Wittes, picked up by Kurt. Here comes Northwest, 3-on-1 this time to Wittes. In the box, left side, pulls it up, finds Doherty, chilling on the play, through the lane, lays it up, and in. Doherty with the layup, and Northwest beating Lincoln Memorial at their own game the last couple possessions. Timeout, Lincoln Memorial, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln Memorial, 51-32. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
51-32, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lincoln Memorial. This pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Patterson into the front court for the Rail Splitters, guarded by Pitts. Dribbles down the lane, kicks into the right corner. Long three on the way. It's short by Pinson. Rebound Northwest. Cats continue to do a very good job on the defensive boards. Pitts into the front court. Takes it and goes left side for and down. Now to Hawkins, who checked in during that last break. Goes to Kurth right side to the top of Key Doherty. Dribbles once with the right hand. Finds and down. Cuts through. Takes off the left wing. Sets up. Wants the three. Got it. Chris and down is red hot. And Northwest in front, 54-32. Cross midcourt right side, Patterson. Dribbles left on Pitts. Trying to get a screen by Odom. Dribbles right of the lane, in the lane. Ball tipped loose by Doherty, picked up by Endow. Endow on the fast break across midcourt right side. A collision with Pinson and a foul coming up on Lincoln Memorial.
And with that last three by Endow, Justin Pitts getting the assist has taken over the career mark for assists by a Bearcat. Already held the most points scored by the Bearcats. First one over 2,000 points scoring in his career, and he's just 7 field goals away from having the most field goals made by a Bearcat as well.
Kind of pushing Vic Coleman down the list just a bit.
Yeah. Never mind the fact that he set the record for threes in a game a little bit earlier this year.
And we're not even to January yet. Northwest will inbound. That last foul, the 14th foul on Lincoln Memorial. As Endow gets the inbound to Pitts. Now to Endow right side. Out front for Hawkins. Finds Doherty top the key. Back to Pitts near midcourt. Shot clock's at 16 seconds. Pitts dribbles out top. Finds Doherty. Baseline left. In the blocks. Trying to post up with Pinson. In the lane. Spins right. Up with a shot. And good. Kind of a quick fake left. Spun right. And has the shot.
I tell you what. Brett Doherty's got more post moves and a better variety of post moves than we've ever seen.
56-32. Northwest in front. Patterson drives the baseline left. And a foul coming up on Northwest. And this will go on Justin Pitts. That'll be his second foul. T.J. Harvin into the game. And he'll take the place of Taylor. Patterson looks to inbound over and down. Gets it in the left corner for Shaw. Dribbles left side. Back to Patterson. Steps back. Wants the three. Long three off the front of the rim. Rebound. Kirth for Northwest. Bearcats, for the most part, limiting Lincoln Memorial to just one shot each trip down.
Just two offensive rebounds for the Rail Splitters so far.
56-32, Northwest in front. Both of those coming in the first half. Out top of the key is Hawkins. Looks right side, Pitts. Now to Doherty. Posting up off the right side. Takes it into the lane. Pushes a pass left side for Endow. Now out front, Hawkins. Between the circles, Pitts. Five on the shot clock. Pitts behind the back of the dribble. Hawkins out front. Squares up. Wants the three. Banks it in! Hawkins with his first bucket of the game. 59-32, Northwest in front. Cross midcourt right side, Patterson. Dribbles to the right baseline. Cut off by Doherty. Leans in on Doherty. Bounce pass into lane right to Doherty. Whistle and kick, I believe, on Doherty. We'll see as we go to it is a kick after that bounce pass as Doherty is able to get a foot on him. And a break in the action here. 11-28. Left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 59. Lincoln Memorial 32. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsalandFarmHome.com. 59-32, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lincoln Memorial. Matt Gorder, I would say this has been a pretty good second half for the Bearcats, outscoring Lincoln Memorial 27-4.
Yeah, absolutely. That dictating the pace by Northwest is definitely having an effect on the Rail Splitters.
Quick inbound right side, and Devon Shaw knocks it down from the right corner. It's a 59-35 game as Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Again, a Lincoln Memorial team that scored 86 and a half earlier this year. Now a pass goes low and tender for Endow. Couldn't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds. It belongs to Lincoln Memorial.
15 turnovers for Lincoln Memorial. That was the sixth of the night for Northwest.
Out front right side, Terry hands off and gets it to Taylor. Top of the key. Worth it, Odom. Back right side for Shaw. He's guarded by Kurt. Steps back. Wants the three. Got it. Long three by Trevon Shaw off the right side. That's a 59-38 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Lincoln Memorial. 10:40 left in the contest as Pitts will walk it across midcourt. Gets it to Endow. Now to Doherty trying to post up with Terry. spins past Terry's. He slips and falls, and then Doherty has the slam dunk with the left hand.
I don't know if that was as much as a slip and fall as it was a flop by Terry trying to get a foul call.
Now down the way, Taylor drives, hits the layup, and a foul coming up on Northwest. This one will go on and down. That'll be his second. And we'll get Taylor to the free throw line as Wittes comes into the ballgame and Hawkins to the sideline for Northwest. Cornelius Taylor, a 91% shooter this season at the line. 13 of 16, his first attempt tonight. Right-handed shooter, free throw in. So it's a three-point trip down the floor for Lincoln Memorial. 61-40, Northwest Missouri State in front, 10:20 left in the game. Fitz across the timeline left side. Finds on the left, right in front of the Bearcat bench, Kurth. Now low left for Doherty. Spins on Terry into the lane. Back left side, banks it in, hits it. Doherty having a game as well. He's got 12 points and a 63-41 Northwest lead.
Yeah, he got the shot blocker off balance, so he couldn't get up and even attempt to block the shot.
Between the circles, Taylor. Out front right, Shaw. To Terry, left side, goes to Harvin. Popping out now, a shot. Now whistle away from the ball, a little collision away from the ball, and a foul in. It will go on Northwest and Xavier Kurth. And the blocks off the left side. Kurth picks up his second foul. Just the fourth on the Bearcats. Taylor to inbound, baseline left. Just inbound to left corner for Odom. Now left corner for Taylor. Started by Endow. Drives on him. The bounce pass goes to the baseline where driving was Harvin, who lays it up and in off the right side. 63-43, Northwest Missouri State in front. 9:33 left in the game. Fitz dribbles right side on Harvin, the freshman, out to the top of Key Wittes. Back to Fitz. Low right side, 40. Posting up with Terry. Spins to the baseline. Underneath the bucket, finds Kurth cutting through the lane. A little shot fake up with it off the glass. Rims around it now. Kurth trying to fight for the rebound. Knocked away and is controlled by Lincoln Memorial. Taylor across midcourt. To the top of Key, Shaw. Dribbles right side. Now back pedals in front of the scorer's table. West up by 20. Shaw. Guarded by Doherty. And a little bump out front. And Doherty will pick up the foul. That will be his first foul. 9:02 left, Northwest 63, Lincoln Memorial 43. Bearcats ranked number one in Lincoln Memorial, number four in this week's top 25 poll. Harvin with the inbound to Terry. We'll give it to Shaw. Shaw down the lane to the bucket. Lays it up, rattles around and out. Rebound tapped out to Endow, and here comes Northwest. And down to the front court right side. Doesn't have numbers. It's one on three. Now drives to the right baseline. Now front for Pitts and Northwest to set up the offense. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. 8:43 on the game clock. Fitz dribbles with the left hand. Now finds Doherty at the free throw line. Doherty down the lane. Little shot fake. Up for the shot high off the glass. Rattles out. Rebound inside. Terry for Lincoln Memorial. Now let Taylor to the top of key. Stops and pops from there off the front of the rim. Four Bearcats inside to rebound. Wittes will claim it. And Northwest will go back the other way, right to left. Cats slowing the pace down again. Walking across the timeline, Pitts. Northwest wants to run some shot clock. Pitts finds in down. Now to Kurth off the right sideline. Out front left, Pitts. Fakes right, goes left. Down the lane. Back out left side for Endow. Through the lane, to the bucket. Up for the shot, won't go. Bumped as he went up for the shot. And a foul coming up on the rail splitters.
That's going to be the third on Terry.
And we've got a break in the action. 7:59 left. Northwest Missouri State 63, Lincoln Memorial 43, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
7:59 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 63, Lincoln Memorial 43. Chris and Dow going to the free throw line. He's got a couple coming his way at the line. And Dow with 23 points so far. 13 coming here in the second half. His free throw is good. Getting close to his career high, which is 27. 64-43 Northwest. Second free throw by Endow. Runs around and up. And the rebound to Lincoln Memorial. Simpson will give it to Taylor. And now to Shaw. So he'll take it into the front court. Now to Pinson. Guarded by Doherty. Drives down the lane. Right side bumped as he goes up for the layup. Misses it. But foul on the floor coming up on Northwest. This will go on Doherty. Doherty picks up his second foul. This will get Pinson to the free throw line. Fouled as he went up with that shot. Just a 56% shooter this season at the line. He hit his only two attempts so far this evening. The left-handed shooter rims around out, and the rebound in down for Northwest. 64-43 Northwest. 7:38 left in the game. And Dow out front. Looks left side. Fits. This will drive free throw line through the lane. The runner on the way. It's the front of the rim. Rolls up. And the rebound ripped down by Pinson for the rail splitters. Takes it through the lane. And his dribble is knocked loose by Wittes. And it's picked up by Pitts for Northwest. Pitts into the front court left side. Right in front of the scorer's table. And a kneeling Bearcat head coach in Ben McCullum. 20 seconds on the shot clock as Pitts steps back near the timeline. Now goes with a chest pass in down in front of the Bearcat bench. Out front Wittes. Right side Pitts. Shot clock now down to 9. Low right for Doherty. Posting up with Odom. Into the lane he goes. Low left handed runner. Good. And a foul. And Brett Doherty gets to the free throw line. Doherty with 14 points.
Playing very strong inside tonight.
Doherty with a chance of a 3-point trip down the floor. Inching closer to a career high for him as well as Doherty's free throw bounced out left. And the rebound to Lincoln Memorial. 66-43, Northwest up over the rail splitters with 6:46 left in the game. Taylor out front, guarded by Endow, dribbles right side to the right baseline to the bucket, lays it up, rattles around and out, misses the layup, and the rebound Endow for Northwest. 66-43, Northwest. 6.5 minutes left in the game. Fitz walks it across midcourt. Being guarded by T.J. Harbin. Now we'll drive passing to the free throw line. Steps back and goes into the right corner for Endow. Watch the long three. Rainbows it out. Won't go. Long rebound. Free throw line controlled by Pinson for the rail splitters. Into the front court. He goes to the right wing. Lobs it cross court left side. Leaping up to bring down that pass. Shaw. Cross court right side. Pinson. Into the right corner for Odom. Drives the baseline into the lane and hits the shot as he banks it in. Odom with 4 points. 66-45 Northwest. Just under 6 minutes left in the game. Fitz into the front court left side. Hands off for Endow. Now to Wittes between the circles. Right side for Endow. High post for Wittes now at the top of the key. Out of a weave. Hands off to Fitz who dribbles and backpedals between the circles. Left 8 on the shot clock. Left side for Wittes. And he's fouled. This will go on Josh Odom. Third foul on Odom, the senior from Johnson City, Tennessee. Wittes will go to the free throw line. That's just the 16th foul, though. I don't believe Wittes was in the act of shooting on this. It's going to be in 1-1, so. Be a 17th foul, or the 17th foul on Lincoln. So Wittes at the line hits the first free throw. 67-45, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Second free throw by Wittes. Good. Got 13 points, goes to the sideline, and Ryan Hawkins into the ballgame for the Bearcats. 5:33 left. Cornelius Taylor dribbles to the right wing. Out front right, Shaw. Now to the top of the key. Gets it to Pinson. Dribbles left side. Pulls up his dribble at the elbow on the left. Trying to find someone to pass to, and now finds cutting to the bucket and underneath Harbin. Goes right side, Odom in the right corner, takes the three, and won't go. Rebound tipped by Fitz, controlled by Hawkins, and he'll go right back to Justin, and will bring it down the floor for Northwest. And bring it down the floor very slowly as Northwest wants to run some time off the clock. 5 minutes left in the game, 19 seconds on the shot clock. Right side and out to the top of the key, Kirk. Quick pass for Doherty. Dribbles to the elbow left, hands off for Pitts, takes the right side, takes the jumper for 14. Won't go too hard, and the rebound into lane for Lincoln Memorial. Pinson, outlet goes right side for Taylor. Now right side Odom on the wing with the three up in front of the rim. And the rebound Northwest in and out. Lincoln Memorial giving very little effort on offensive boards. And down into the front court, gives it to Pitts. Out between the circles, Hawkins looks right side in and out. Out front, Kurt. High post right, Doherty. Hands off for Pitts. Steps back between the circles. Nine on the shot clock. Pitts out of left wing. Bounce pass low left for Doherty. Banks it, misses it. The rebound into the lane. Pulled away by Shaw for Lincoln Memorial. 68-45 Northwest. 4 minutes left in this one. Harvin, right wing three on the way. Off the back of the iron. Rebound tipped in the corner. Chased down by Endow and saves it inbounds. Gets it to Doherty. Here comes Northwest the other way. Fitz will walk it across midcourt, getting little pressure at all from, as I say that, Lincoln Memorial, then stepping in and coming up with the steal and laying it up and in with Pinson as he just kind of accelerated at that point and it got the steal in the bucket. 68-47 Northwest with the lead over Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, Fitz was looking over at Coach McCollum, kind of having a chatting with him when that happened, so he didn't see it coming.
3:29 left, Northwest in front, 68-47. Fitz, crossover dribble, free throw line through the lane, to the bucket, and a bump and a foul coming up on the rail splitters. So the foul will go on T.J. Harvin. That'll be his second foul, and this will get Fitz to the free throw line coming out of a timeout. 68-47, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 3:22 left in the game. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Justin Fitz going to the free throw line, shooting a 1-1 foul before the timeout. Northwest in front, 68-47. Fitz free throw is good. Justin down to double figures with 10 points. That's his first free throw of the game. 69-47, Northwest Missouri State in front. It's just a 4-point game at halftime. Second free throw good by Justin. 70-47. Bearcats used a 27-4 start of the second half to open this game up. Right side, Pinson. Now to Patterson. Left side, Odom. To Terry. Through the lane. His dribble stolen away by Pitts, and he'll take it across midcourt left side. And Northwest will try to run some clock. Pitts double team in front of the scores table and calls a timeout. 3:04 left. Northwest Missouri State 70 and Lincoln Memorial 47. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
3:04 left, Northwest 70, Lincoln Memorial 47. This pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats with the ball and out. Cross court right side, Pitts. There's 13 seconds on the shot clock. 2:50 left in the game. Pitts dribbling in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Now crossover dribble through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. Rattles around and out. And the rebound pulled down by Odom for Lincoln Memorial. Now that goes right side, Pinson. Price passing down to the bucket. Lays it up in and a foul. Doherty coming over on the help side. I believe will get called for the foul here. They'll count the bucket, and Brett Doherty will pick up the foul. That will be his third foul. And this gets Dorian Pinson to the free throw line. Pinson in double figures now with 10 points. Last year, Pinson missed 16 of the last 17 games. Didn't play in the matchup with Northwest in the semifinals due to injury. His free throw rims out. And Northwest with it. And 2:30 left in the game. 70-49, Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court, Kurth. Now to Hawkins. Cross court right side and down. Top of the key for Doherty. Now to Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Dribbles right side. Free throw line, left side, Kurth. 7 on the shot clock. 2:09 left in the game. And down right side to the right baseline. Fade away three. This comes up short of the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Lincoln and Shaw. Cross midcourt right side. Patterson through the lane. Kicks into the right corner. Odom, long three over Pitts. Too hard. Rebound loose in the lane. And it's tipped up in the air and controlled by Lincoln out front. Patterson with the long three. Knocks it down as he was able to hit the three out front. 70-52. Northwest Missouri State in front. 1:40 left in the game. As Pitts just walks it across midcourt. Again, this is being played at a neutral site in Owensboro, Kentucky. Pitts dribbling right. And he's guarded by Odom, who just kind of lets him dribble around with 1:23 left in the game. Now Pitts backpedals and dribbles to the right wing. Sets up, wants the long three. Short rebound pulled down by Shaw for Lincoln Memorial. 1:14 left in the game. Odom, top of the key. Right side for Terry, cutting through the lane, slams it down. As Emmanuel Terry gets the slam dunk.
And bent her in. Hopefully it'll be something they can just pop back up. There we go. Brett Doherty took care of it. Jumped up, hit underneath the front side of the rim, and popped it back straight.
That's all part of a day's work for Brett Doherty.
Yeah.
70-54, Northwest Missouri State up. Just over a minute left in the game. A very impressive game for the Bearcats and an impressive second half as they'll go on and go to 11-0 on the season. Hand Lincoln Memorial their first loss of the year. Pitts dribbling left side and scoops the pass out front for Hawkins. He takes the three, short rebound to Doherty. 9 on the shot clock, left side in down. Takes a three off the front of the rim and the rebound inside pulled down by Pinson for Lincoln Memorial. Long pass down to Terry, baseline at left. Alley get it to Taylor, and alley hoop pass goes to Terry, who slams it down. His second straight slam dunk going down the floor. 70-54, Northwest in front. 30 seconds left in the game. And down into the front court with a big smile on his face as he just dribbles near the timeline. Terry comes out to pressure him just a bit. 16 seconds on the shot clock, 17 on the game clock. Kurth. Holding it, will dribble on Odom. Through the lane, stops at the free throw line, takes the jumper, rims around it out, and the rebound to Terry. Now it goes to Patterson. Patterson top the key with 5 seconds left, through the lane, to the bucket, misses the layup, and maybe we'll go out of bounds, or we got a foul coming up here.
Out of
bounds. So Bearcats will inbound with 1 second left, 70-56, Northwest in front.
Wow, what an impressive game by the Bearcats.
Man, wow. And just the start to the second half. That was unbelievable. The inbound comes to Pitts. Buzzer sounds. And Northwest Missouri State posts a 70-56 win over Lincoln Memorial. And that's the fewest points Lincoln Memorial scored all season long. Their previous low was 88 against Shorter University. But here tonight, the Bearcats hold Lincoln Memorial to 56 points. And the Bearcats defeat Lincoln Memorial 70-56. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Welcome back to Owensboro, Kentucky with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest Missouri State with an impressive 70-56 victory over in Lincoln Memorial. Matt, just the start of the second half, just unbelievable for the Bearcats.
Yeah, and I think what happened is with that start coupled with Lincoln Memorial, I think just got worn out mentally having to play against such a good defense. I mean, they're used to getting shots off so quick in the shot clock and running fast break, getting a lot of points off of turnovers, things like that. That didn't happen tonight. Northwest had just 7 turnovers, and I think got wore on Lincoln Memorial mentally. And as the game went on, as the second half went on, after that great start to the second half, Lincoln Memorial just lost all the wind out of their sails.
It was just a 4-point game at halftime, 32-28. But even at that, Matt, it just really felt like that game was being played at the pace Northwest wanted. And that was, even though it was just a 4-point game, it was still taking its toll on Lincoln Memorial in the first half.
Yeah, there were very few times where you saw Lincoln Memorial get out, get on the run. They only had 6 fast break points. Northwest only 4, but that's the way Northwest wanted it. They didn't want to get into an up-and-down game with Lincoln Memorial. They wanted this as low-scoring a game as possible. They dictated that pace the entire way in this ball game.
And the final score, Northwest Missouri State 70 and Lincoln Memorial 56. We'll be back, begin our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Owensboro, Kentucky, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Lincoln Memorial 70-56 as Northwest improves to 11-0 on the season. Lincoln Memorial falls to 11-1. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, another area to look at in this ballgame, Northwest just dominated the defensive board, so limiting Lincoln Memorial to just three offensive rebounds the entire game, and the two of those were in the first half.
Yeah, and that's huge. And when you look at second chance points, there were seven, so they did take advantage of the three, which tells you if they get more offensive rebounds, this maybe is a different game. So that a very key point in the ballgame.
And 26 points off of turnovers for the Bearcats.
Yeah, absolutely. They did a great job defensively, as you know we've kind of come to expect. But when you have a team like Lincoln Memorial that can play offensively, put a lot of points on the board, you wonder if you're going to be able to force those turnovers and slow that down. And the Cats were able to do that tonight.
70-56, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with a win over Lincoln Memorial. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Owensboro, Kentucky. Northwest Missouri State with a 70-56 win over Lincoln Memorial. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, heck of a game tonight. Great start to the second half for you.
Absolutely. You know, I thought, obviously, Chris had an excellent game. I thought, you know, our inside guys really did well. You know, and JP was off tonight. He just had an off game. It's just one of those games. I think they're very hard rims, and he's such a touch player, where he relies a lot on his touch, and it just wasn't going for him. So we had to go inside to Joey and then obviously to Brett, and they did an excellent job of performing down there. I thought our defense was exceptional. I thought we were very difficult to score on pretty consistently. You know, and I thought that won us the game. You know, 17 turnovers to our 7, and then obviously rebounding-wise I thought was good. So, yeah, it was a great win against a really good team that will probably end up winning about 30 games.
Just a four-point game at halftime, 32-28. But one of the things that we talked about at that point in the ball game was just, even though it was a four-point game, you were forcing Lincoln Memorial to play at the pace that I think you wanted out of that first half even, and that took its toll, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, we iced the game out quite a bit. I thought that I thought in the first half we had a chance to really put our foot on the throat essentially and kind of pull away, and I thought we made some mistakes down the stretch, just a busted ball screen coverage, a few costly turnovers, and they made a big run on us. And second half we buckled down, though, especially coming out of the gate, you know, and Chris obviously hit some big shots and had 15 rebounds. I mean, he's a big game player, and you saw that tonight.
And again, you talk a little bit about this too, but Brett Doherty inside with Joey Wittes did a lot of good things for you.
Those two, it makes it really difficult when Joey can score in the post, and now you've got Brett and Joey can shoot, so he's difficult to switch. You know, that just gives us a more of a multifaceted offense, where if Justin is struggling at all, you know, we can find other ways to score, and then our defense will keep us in games.
And I thought one thing that was effective for you was just the shot fakes in the game, where you were getting Lincoln to bite on some of those. They were going for some block shots, and that in turn gave you some easy looks at the bucket at times.
Yeah, we kind of saw that in the first half, where they would jump around quite a bit at Brett's shot, and his pivot, his feet on his pivots are excellent. And you saw that tonight, where he was able to pivot around guys, give him an extra shot fake. And then defensively, I thought, again, I can't say enough about our kids' effort. I mean, these guys average 102, and they got 56. They probably only got 45, you know, when the game was kind of out of contention. We just kind of, I don't know, just kind of let down our guard a little bit. But I just, you know, defensively was unbelievable. We executed the game plan. You know, we're continuing to get better and better and better. We're continuing to get more consistent. If we can get completely consistent, we could be a really good team.
Now, going into this, you talked about the advantage of playing a team like Lincoln Memorial at this time point of the season is that you can learn a lot about the team up to this particular point. What did you learn about Northwest Missouri State tonight?
You know, that we, without Justin performing at a high level, that we can win games. And I think that's good for our guys to get some of that confidence, where you try to take him out so much that it puts pressure everywhere else. And our guys were stepped up to the plate and were able to do some things for us offensively that they don't typically have to do. And then defensively, again, that carried us through the whole game.
Now, you got a little bit of time off with the Christmas break. Just kind of talk about what you want to do with break time. Of course, you've got some mandatory time off now before you come back to face Simpson College on December 30th. But what are some things you want this team to kind of think about right now going into the second half of the season?
You know, I want them to relax. I want them to go home and enjoy their families you know, be thankful about the first half of the season. That's what I'm going to do. You know, go home and head back to Iowa for a little bit and maybe do some ice fishing. Who knows? We'll see. You know, just enjoy it and stay in good enough shape that when you come back, there's not injuries. So that's kind of our objective, and we'll make sure we do it.
Didn't know you were an ice fisherman.
You know, I've kind of grown into it a little bit. I don't have an auger yet, but yeah, I'm not scared to get out there for sure.
All right. And one other thing to talk about here, just the great hospitality showed here in Owensboro to host this game. I thought you just couldn't ask for being treated as well as we were treated here today.
Yeah, their coaches and their entire staff, because it's a lot to put on people over the Christmas holiday, and you know, especially with their coach retiring and whatnot, you know, they still accommodated us and did a lot for us, and we appreciate it. I thought it was a great game. I thought, you know, it was probably fun for some of them to watch, I guess. They probably would have liked it a little closer, but we didn't want it closer. So we definitely appreciate everything that they've done, and it's a really neat community, obviously.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back to have more for you on our post game right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri, and their homes are at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Post Game Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Owensboro, Kentucky at the Owensboro Sports Center. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time now for Extra Effort Award. And Matt Gorder, not much doubt about this one.
No, I tell you what, Chris Cebu and Dow was impressive. Just a double-double tonight, 24 points, three shy of his career high. 15 rebounds for Endow tonight. And, you know, when you look at his totals, they were so much more important because, like Coach was talking about, it was an off night for Justin Pitts. That's going to happen. And no matter when it happens, somebody needs to step up and fill that role. And Chris Cebu and Dow is the perfect guy to do that, and he did just that. Now, there were other guys that stepped up their game as well, but Endow did the best to stepping it up tonight.
Off night for Pitts scoring-wise with 11 points, but he still got 5 assists.
Yep, took over that career mark for most assists by a Bearcat, so that's pretty cool. So, and still, you look at 11 points, we call it an off night for Justin Pitts. There's a lot of guys playing basketball in Division too. They'd love to score 11 points tonight, but no, you know, and the thing is he wasn't off by a lot. You know, his shots, Coach was talking about his touch, and touch is just so fine, you know, when you talk about it and having that feel, and he just didn't quite get that feel, and you know what, he's going to bounce back. He's going to be fine for the rest of this season. It was just one game, and the big important thing is he's happiest because his Bearcats got the win today.
Okay, Chris Ebundel, our Extra Effort Award winner, looking at some other totals here. Also in double figures tonight, Brett Doherty, 14 points to go along with a couple assists and 3 rebounds. 12 points tonight for Joey Wittes. He was 2 for 4 from 3-point range, 4 of 8 overall. Had 3 rebounds as well on an assist and 3 steals. Of course, Pitts with 11 points and 5 assists round out the double figure scoring for the Bearcats. 3 players in double figures for Lincoln Memorial. They were led by Cornelius Taylor with 15 points, then 10 points for Dorian Pinson, and Emmanuel Terry had 12 points to help lead the way there. Northwest shot 42% from the field. They were 11 of 27 from 3-point range and 9 of 13 at the free throw line. Again, the Bearcats with the win, 70-56. Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry, now accepting new patients. More at MarryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back in Owensboro, Kentucky as we wrap things up. Northwest with the win over Lincoln Memorial, 70-56. With Matt Water, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, an impressive win tonight for the Bearcats.
It definitely was. One thing I know they'll keep in mind, and they have to keep in mind, is there's a lot more season to go. This was a big win. It was an important win. The team learned a lot about themselves tonight in a win, which is great. But there's a long MIAA season to go. And even though the Cats have had some wins over some MIAA teams by good margins, you know those teams are going to be out gunning for them, especially after you see the score from tonight. So Cats going to have to continue what they've been doing. I'm sure they will, but there's a lot of season to go.
27-4 start to the second half. Open things up for the Bearcats on their way to a 70-56 win over Lincoln Memorial. Our long road trip comes to a close here as well after a couple of women's games in Illinois to kind of work our way to Kentucky. But it's been a fun road trip.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, we covered, we touched five states in 4 days, three basketball games, and top it off with the icing on the cake here tonight.
And a little time off. Up next, the Bearcat men get onto the floor on December 30th against Simpson College.
Yeah, an opportunity to kind of, after the mandatory break, get their wheels back under them and be ready to go for the turn of the calendar.
Well, that broadcast for you beginning at 12:40 with our pregame again from Bearcat Arena. A couple reminders here too before we go. Our interview a little bit earlier with head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, was underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. And more at 800-292-6546. And this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops, along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbyeer.com. Again, that'll do it from Owensboro, Kentucky. Again, Northwest with the win over Lincoln Memorial, 70-56. For Matt Gorder and our studio engineer, Kramer Sansone, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Owensboro.